USA Radio News.
Tweeting updates in real time, Senator Marco Rubio says Russia is engaging in a full-scale assault throughout Ukraine, including air assaults to occupy a large swath of territory. Rubio also speculated that Russian forces will seek to take the main airport so Russia can fly in forces to occupy the capital city. Rubio, the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Communities, seemingly had information before reporters on the ground in Ukraine. Hundreds of truckers and their supporters set off from Southern California on Wednesday in a convoy headed across the U.S. towards Washington, D.C. The group is protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Inspired by the demonstrations in Canada, organizers of the People's Convoy want to end mask mandates, vaccination requirements, and business shutdowns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
When we invoked it, it would be in place for up to 30 days, but we said that we would lift it as soon as possible. The situation is no longer an emergency. The federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's excessive COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. The nation's largest flight attendants union is pushing the Biden administration to extend the federal mask mandate for air travel, which is set to expire on March 18th. Various airlines first required travelers to wear masks in 2020, but the Biden administration approved a federal mask mandate last February, which has been renewed twice. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A judge will decide next week if accused school shooter Ethan Crumley remains in Michigan's Oakland County Jail or if he can transfer to a juvenile detention facility. 15-year-old Crumley is charged as an adult with 4 counts of murder and 7 counts of attempted murder in the November 30th mass shooting at Oxford High School. Prosecutors said Crumley has been receiving messages from all over the world and has asked how he can receive his fan mail. Former President Donald Trump gives his 2 cents on the Durham investigation.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from special counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly, and a lot of people were really angry, but he has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And data shows COVID-19 cases are down 90% from last month when the nation was topping 800,000 cases a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.